morning from Dan and Dalton, Mobile Mornings, FM Talk 106.5.
Yeah, it's 7:54 on this Thursday, and with it being Thursday and all, it means it's time for the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report with Captain Bobby Abrascato. The Fishing Report brought to you by McCoy Outdoor Company and McConnell Automotive. Good morning, Captain Bobby.
Well, I'm going to use one of those cliches that Dan and my buddy Jim Cox use on those football games. The atmosphere this morning in South Mobile County is electric. And I mean that sincerely.
a lot of lightning in the sky?
Yeah, get out of there.
Boys, I'm telling you, it is bad. But I'll tell you, we got out for about an hour this morning, and I'm telling you, it was a really productive hour of fishing. You know, I'm afraid that's going to be it for us today. But, man, the good news is we got great weather coming up for the weekend, and we have great tides this weekend. You look at the tide cycles that we came out of that nip this week, and we're going into a cycle where you got water movement right at daylight. So that, coupled with that nicer weather we're going to have and the dropping water temperatures, be a good weekend to get out there early and get on them and get back in time for those good football games we got coming up.
Yes. Speaking of daylight, Bobby, the mornings on Saturday and Sunday are going to be absolutely perfect, huh?
Whoo, shake the dust off those sweatshirts, Dandy Dan, and get out there. You know, I need one at least starting out in the morning. Look, it's still a lot of shrimp around right now. So everything we caught this morning was on a shrimp imitation under a cord. I would highly recommend if you're going while these shrimp are still transitioning, you know, at the mouths of these rivers, they're on shrimp. You can throw other things, but I would highly recommend at least having a shrimp, either a live shrimp or a shrimp imitation tied on under a cork to really locate the fish, because they're still going to be on these shrimp. You know, you can still throw your plugs and your top waters if you're a top water nut like I am. You can catch a few fish, but the thing that's going to get them in the boat like it did for us this morning before we got ran in is going to be some kind of shrimp imitation. So that's going to be the case probably for another few weeks until this water really cools off and a lot of these shrimp get out of here. You're going to want to have, when they're on shrimp, it's hard to get them to bite something else. And so that's going to be the deal for a while now.
I'm going to show my ignorance like I do so often here, Captain Bobby, but, you know, this is the first real weather we've had, some dangerous weather in a while, although I think we've gotten some stuff offshore here over this last month, but it's been dry all around the state. So normally we have, when we get rain in the northern part of the state, that kind of works its way down, but I imagine there hasn't been much of that this month either. What's that done to our waterways?
Well, it's clear. It's like the water on the lower end of the bay is as clear as it's Gulf water right now. It's so salty, Dalton. And then with that, you get that saltwater migration up into the northern part of the bay and even up into the delta itself, because we're not getting that upstate runoff that you were talking about. So that what will happen is those shrimp I was just talking about will continue to migrate into the mouths of these rivers and up in the rivers and up into the delta until we get some kind of flush, which typically we don't get until at least into the holidays. So as we continue talking, you know, in the weeks to come, we're going to be talking about this transition and you know, what kind of effect the saltwater migration has on the shrimp movement. And that's the key to the whole Mobile Bay system.
Yeah, we can't talk about all of this without letting people understand how they can get with you and have a great experience. I know you got people on the boat every day, some of them from time zones away, but to right here in Mobile and Baldwin County, they can hang out with Captain Bobby.
That's right. Just go to ateamfishing.com, and you can get us either by the phone number that's on there or just email us. And talking real loud, hopefully, guys, I'm hiding under a tin roof right now and it is pouring down rain, so hope you guys are hearing me all right. But anyway, ateamfishing.com is the website. It's got all our information on it.
Yeah, and we have people concerned about your safety this morning, Captain Bobby, making sure that you came in. They're seeing those lightning strikes over the water, so let everyone know Captain Bobby is safe right now.
Yeah. Mark me safe.
Mark
him
safe.
At least for right now. I still got to get the boat on the trailer, though.
Oh, boy. All right. Thank you, Captain Bobby. We'll check in with you next week.
All right, boys. Y'all have a good weekend.
Captain Bobby Abrascato with A-Team Fishing, ateamfishing.com. Coming back, we'll turn up your voice, 251-343-0106. We have a lot to get to on Mobile Mornings. Hour number 3 on the way next.